Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Unity and Jaya with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a report from the Australian Institute for Health and Welfare has found Queenslanders, older people and younger men are among the most vulnerable during extreme weather events. The report aimed to quantify the effect of extreme weather events like heat, bushfires, rain, storms and extreme cold since 2012 by looking at the number of hospitalisations and deaths directly related to these events. It was found the highest number of hospitalisations were related to heat, at just over 7,000 cases, and where bushfire-related hospitalisations were the second highest, with almost 900 cases. Heather Swanston, from the Institute's Head of Injuries and System Surveillance, also said the figures were likely to be conservative.
Brisbane residents in more than 100 suburbs have written to the council over a proposed shake-up of city infrastructure plans which has sparked fear of land acquisition. This is following the event in August in which the Brisbane City Council came under fire over a letter warning households that they could be affected by changes to local government infrastructure plans. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner apologised at the time for the confusing letter, promising that no homes would be resumed to make way for parklands. Following the letter, more than 600 people in 103 suburbs across Brisbane have made submissions to the council over the draft plan. Independent councillor for Tenison, Nicole Johnson, has said, quote, "Residents have been very clear that they wanted the council to make the changes to plans that reflected their concerns and that the council must listen to the concerns that they've raised," end quote.
In national news, an October report from the Australian Institute of Family Studies found 1 in 3 18 to 19-year-olds are affected by intimate partner violence. The main driver attributed to intimate partner violence is gender inequalities and rigid gender stereotypes, with young people even more likely to have these behaviours normalised and dismissed. These behaviours are typically glorified and minimised in pop culture, including sports, films and TV, where teens are highly likely to look for model relationships. The report comes in the wake of recent statements by Chanel Contos at the national press conference yesterday and a new co-response model being rolled out for police and social workers in Alice Springs.
For the third year in a row, Sydney could be facing a COVID Christmas as a new strain is making its way through the state, according to New South Wales Health. The current data indicates that COVID is circulating at moderate levels in the state. However, wastewater surveillance, emergency department presentation, and outbreaks throughout aged care facilities indicate that the virus is on the rise again. When asked about masking policies, New South Wales President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Michael Bonning, said, quote, "Mask rules should be fluid depending on the circumstances and need to be reassessed on a regular basis so that they're protecting their staff, patients and residents. People that are immunocompromised are being encouraged to stay up to date with their vaccinations and consider extra precautions, including avoiding crowded spaces, meeting outdoors and wearing a mask when they cannot keep a safe distance from one another."
In international news, airstrikes and increasing fighting between Myanmar's military junta and ethnic rebel groups has displaced thousands, with many reportedly fleeing over the Chinese border. The military government is defending the operation, stating it represents a, quote, "collective desire to safeguard the lives of civilians, assert our right to self-defense, maintain control over our territory, and respond resolutely to ongoing artillery attacks and airstrikes," unquote. The Chinese Minister for Public Security and Junta Chief met on Tuesday to discuss bilateral cooperation and the attacks in Myanmar's northeast.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or at 4ZZZ.org.au.